supposedly should make us closer to God, it takes us away from God in a way that we are going to mention in few minutes. العبادة دي ربنا أعطاها لنا عشان تقربنا من ربنا. أعطانا الوسيلة وأعطانا الطريقة عشان الغاية تبقى الله. للأسف أحيانا العبادة دي بتاخد شكل وتبعدنا عن الله بدل ما تقربنا منه. Let us see how the worship, when it turns to become just outward display, it takes us away from God. First of all, worship as just an outward display, just standing, raising hands, talking to the walls, without thinking, without heart, actually has no meaning to God. God doesn't care about it at all. He said this in the book of Amos, that your feasts are hated. Now I do not want to hear even your songs. So, first of all, we have to understand that worship without spirit is something that is done in vain. العبادة بدون الروح عبادة مش مقبولة عند ربنا. لازم ناخد بالنا كويس قوي ان الله روح والعبادة تقدم له بالروح زي ما السيد المسيح قال. في سفر عاموس نسمع النبي يقول لنا ايه؟ يقول لنا ربنا على لسان النبي عاموس: بغضت كرهت اعيادكم ولست التلذ باعتكافاتكم، اني اذا قدمت لي محرقاتكم وتقدماتكم لا ارتضي، وذبائح السلام من مسمناتكم لا التفت اليها. ابعد عني ضجه اغانيك ونغمه ربابك لا اسمع. God is telling the people here that he is not pleased with their worship. Not every worship presented before God will be accepted. So the first danger that this worship, which is only outward display, has no meaning, it is done in vain. The second danger of this worship, which is done outwardly, is that it has the ability to make the man deceive. It deceives the people who worship it. That, like the Pharisees, they thought of themselves being righteous. They thought that they were accepted by God. They are leaders to the people. But unfortunately, this was not the case at all. تاني خطورة من خطورة العبادة اللي بالجسد بس دي، إن هي بتخدع الإنسان. الواحد داخل الكنيسة وخارج الكنيسة، وهو في الآخر مش بيفحص نفسه، فشايف في نفسه إنه هو إنسان بار. ده أنا باجي الكنيسة أقعد فيها بالساعات. لكن العبادة بتقدم بالجسد بس، بنقف وبننحني وبنرفع ايدينا ونقدم اصوام، لكن كل الحاجات دي متقدمه بالجسد من غير تغيير القلب، فليها القدره ان هي تخدع الانسان. مشكله كبيره. الانسان اللي بره الكنيسه خالص عارف نفسه بره الكنيسه، هو عارف انه بعيد عن ربنا، لكن لما بندخل الكنيسه ونقدم العباده بالجسد فقط من غير الروح، للاسف دي بتبقى مشكله كبيره، لان احنا بنخدع نفسنا. The people who are outside the church, they know that they are far from God, they are away from Him. And they know that once they come, God will accept them provided their life will change. But the problem is, for the people who come to the church and offer the worship in this outward display, this might have the ability to deceive them. They may think of themselves that they are righteous, they do not need to repent, because we are here in the church most of the time, this will make us accepted by God, that's it, without thinking about what we do. The third danger of this worship, which is only done by our like bodies and outwardly, it might lead to the destruction of others. Not only it's not accepted by God, not only it can deceive us, but it may also lead to the destruction of others. How? The people from outside look to the people who come to the church as example. Then, when they see us coming to the church and offering the worship, and then when we go outward and behave in a way which doesn't reflect that we are really understand what we are doing, the people stumble on us. They stumble on us and they think of us and saying, look, how the people who go to the church behave, they are like anybody else. It's just something they do it to be accepted, to please others, or to look like they are righteous. So in a way, it makes the people outside to stumble. Secondly, maybe someone will think of me because I come to the church most of the time that I can lead him. I'm a leader in the way to God. And then when they come and follow me and actually I don't know the way to God at all, because my worship is just done as outward display. This person will be led by a blind man, and this is very dangerous. الخطورة الثالثة من خطورة العبادة الشكلية اللي بالشكل بس، إن هي ممكن تتسبب مش بس في إن هي تضيع الإنسان وتضيع كمان ناس وراه. إزاي؟ الناس اللي بره الكنيسة يبصوا للناس اللي بيخشوا الكنيسة على إنهم إكزامب، يقول لك طول النهار فلان ده شماس، ولا ده أبونا، يبقى المفروض إن هم العبادة بتاعتهم طول النهار دي تنعكس في حياتهم بره. لما يشوفونا بره بنتصرف زي أي حد تاني، بنعمل زي أي حد تاني، كلامنا، طريقتنا، حياتنا، أسلوبنا، محبتنا كلها ناقصة وكلها ما تفرقش حاجة عن الناس اللي بره الكنيسة. الناس بتعصر في ربنا، يبصوا على الكنيسة وربنا يقول لك وهو الكنيسة عملت للناس إيه؟ ما الناس بتخش الكنيسة وبيطلعوا بره يعملوا زي أي حد تاني، فنسبب عصرة للناس. الحاجة التانية، أحيانا الناس اللي بره يظنوا إن إحنا عشان بنيجي الكنيسة بقينا قادة زي الفريسيين. الفريسيين دول قادة عميان مش عارفين طريق ربنا خالص، فيمشوا الناس وراهم وهم مش عارفين ان الناس دول عميان بيقودوا عميان وقعوهم في الحفر. والانسان هو بيخدع نفسه فاكر ان هو عارف الطريق عشان هو حافظ مثلا الحاجات اللي في الكنيسة وعارف ترتيبها، فخلاص على كده. يبقى الخطورة الثالثة للعبادة بالجسد، worship which is done or offered to God only with the flesh without the spirit. First of all, it has no value in the eyes of God. Secondly, it can lead the man to deceive himself, feeling that I'm righteous. Thirdly, it might lead also to the destruction of others. Number four, the worship which is done only in the flesh, it will lead us eventually to be hypocrites. Why? Because we will be doing this in order that people will look to us and they will praise us. And this will make us to fall into this great sin. Hypocrisy. We will be leading double life. Life which is in the church and life which is outside. So this is usually what happens. If this worship is done in the spirit, it will have the ability for sure to change our lives. But when we do it only outwardly and then we don't care about what we do outside, it will lead us to fall into this, the sin of hypocrisy. That's why the Lord said about the Pharisees, that you are cleaning only the cup and the platter from outside to look good. But what about inside? Nobody cares. المشكلة بتاعت العبادة اللي بالشكل دي ان هي بتوقعنا كمان في خطية الرياء. ان الانسان عشان خاطر حياته مقسومة. له حياة جوه الكنيسة وحياة برة الكنيسة. له حياة مع ربنا قدام الناس وحياة برة تاني. توقع الانسان في الرياء. يقول لنا كده السيد المسيح على الكتبة والفريسيين، كل أعمالهم يعملونها ليه يا رب؟ عشان يرضوك؟ لا، لكي تنظرهم الناس، عشان يشوفوهم الناس يقولوا يا سلام فلان ده رجل عظيم في القديسين، ده طول النهار بيصلي في الكنيسة. طب هيقول لك كده برضو السيد المسيح في نفس الإصحاح، هكذا أنتم أيضا من خارج تظهرون للناس أبرارا ولكنكم من داخل مشحونون رياء وإثما. ربنا هنا بيقول لنا رسالة صعبة جدا لما تكون العبادة دي متقدمة من بره. The fifth danger of worship in the flesh, that we get the habit and we lose the meaning and the value and the benefit of the spiritual practice. After some time from coming to the church without thinking that this worship should change my life, it becomes something like a habit. Like when I woke up in the morning and I wash my face and I brush my teeth and I put on my clothes without thinking. I don't even know what I'm doing. It's just a habit. So this is exactly what happens when we just worship God without thinking or considering how this worship should reflect a change in my life. It turns to become a habit and it loses its meaning. So we fast and we come to the church and we spend time, but meanwhile we don't see something happening. Why? Because I'm satisfied with this only. I feel comfortable with just worshiping in the flesh, just standing and bowing my head and doing all of this stuff. I feel like I'm okay with it. المشكلة الخامسة بتاعت العبادة اللي بالشكل دي، ان الانسان بيتحول الى عادة. اهي عادة، انا متعود اعمل كده، حاجة بتتكرر من غير تفكير ومن غير ما أنا أدور على الفايدة اللي فيه، ونخسر قيمتها. فايدة عظيمة في كل الممارسات الروحية. الصوم ده فايدة كبيرة جدا منه، كلنا عارفين كده. لما بيتحول إلى عادة وتعود بنفقد الفايدة الروحية منه. سادس حاجة، the sixth danger. Sometimes when we are used to worship in the flesh, we do not gain the spiritual benefit out of what we do, we fall in despair. And then we start searching for something to move our emotions. Eventually, this will lead us to fall into heresies. What is the meaning of this? Sometimes people come and say, I do not want to come and worship anymore in the church. Why? I do not feel it. I don't know. I'm not happy. Then what are you going to do? I will go to another church that they stand, all of them, and they sing and they clap their hands and they go, and I feel like I am moved by the Spirit. So here, what happened? I moved from worshiping God in truth, again, to be away from God in worshiping Him. I moved from worshiping God in the Spirit. I cannot make it. Then I go and I worship God not in truth. Then we search for something that moves us emotionally. Spiritual worship is not like what makes just us emotionally uplifted or elated. This is not the case. We worship with the spirit, not with the emotions. Yes, in the church, we worship with everything, with our bodies and our spirits and our souls, everything. But searching only for emotions and things to move our emotions, this is not how God wants us to worship. المشكلة السادسة بتاعت العبادة اللي هي بالشكل دي، إن الواحد يقول لك أنا مش حاسس بحاجة كده، أنا هروح الكنيسة التانية اللي برة اللي الناس تقعد تسقف وتخبط فيها، الواحد بيخرج من الكنيسة كده يحس إن هو فرحان. أنا هنا مشكلة لأني مش بعبد ربنا بالروح، بعبده بالجسد بس، فعايز حاجة تخلي المشاعر بتاعتي تتحرك، فبالتالي هقع في هرطقة وهطلع برة وأعبد ربنا بالطريقة اللي ربنا ما هو قالش إن إحنا نعبده بالطريقة دي. Then come the question how we should worship God in the Spirit. First of all, look inside. In everything you do, you have to look inside. This is what the Lord said. Clean what is inside the cup. And then when you clean inside, everything outside will be okay. Look at yourself, your emotions, your heart. What are you doing in your life? Do really you worship God? Do you care about what is inside, or we just wanted to check the list? I came, I did this. So first of all, you have to look inside. Looking inside means what? My heart should participate in what I'm doing. I have to give time to what I do. I have, whenever I am praying, I understand what I'm saying. St. Paul said that maybe saying 5 words that I understand its meaning will be more valuable than say standing in hours and not to do anything. I'm not saying that standing in hours in prayers is in vain, but I'm saying that we have to give enough time in order that we understand what we're doing. علشان خاطر اتخلص من الحكايه دي، عشان خاطر اعبد ربنا بالروح مش بالشكل، لازم انظر لجوه، ابص للقلب اللي انا جاي اعبد بيه ربنا ده. لازم افكر في القلب ده اللي ربنا باصص له. ربنا مش باصص على الشفتين واللسان، باصص جوه. يا ترى انا جاي اعبد ربنا ازاي؟ لازم ادي لربنا الوقت الكافي بيه، ولازم ابقى فاهم انا بقول ايه، ولازم اكون بفكر في ربنا وانا بعبده. يا ترى قلبي ده مملوء محبه للكل؟ يا ترى قلبي مسامح الكل؟ ولا انا جاي كده بس عشان اقول كلام قدام ربنا وخلاص؟ نقعد نقول يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم، واحنا عارفين ان ربنا مش هيرحم ولا يسامح الا لما نكون احنا مسامحين. فدي حاجه لازم نفكر فيها. The second thing that I should always know what is the goal of all the spiritual practices. Why I am praying? I am praying to communicate with God. Am I doing this? Why I am fasting? I am fasting to subdue the flesh to the spirit. Am I doing this? Why I'm taking communion? To reconcile with God and abide in Him and Him in me. How can I reconcile with God while have I fight with my brother? Why am I serving in the church? Am I serving because I love God, or I'm serving because I want to gain the glory of men? Why do I come to the church? Am I coming to the church to meet with God in His church and also to be with this in this assembly, the body of Christ, where I'm coming to here to meet my friends? أنا لازم أفكر في كل حاجة بعملها، أنا بعملها ليه؟ وأدور عليها كده. أنا بصلي ليه؟ بصلي علشان خاطر عايز إن أنا ربنا كده أتكلم معاه فنور يشرق عليا فيغير قلب. أنا باجي أتناول ليه؟ باجي أتناول عشان أصطلح مع ربنا وعشان أثبت فيه. هصطلح مع ربنا ازاي وانا مش مصطلح مع اخويا بره؟ انا بصوم ليه؟ بصوم عشان اخدع الجسد، اخدع الجسد ولا عشان مجرد بس ان انا ايه اهو ماشي مع الكنيسة وخلاص؟ لازم افكر واعرف ايه الجول من كل حاجة بعملها. نمبر 3، in order to worship in the spirit you have to offer repentance every single day. There is no worship acceptable by God without repentance. مفيش عبادة مقبولة من غير توبة. اوعى تأجل التوبة بتاعتك وتقول معلش وبعدين بس المهم اديني باك. لا، عشان ربنا يقبل مننا حاجة لازم نقدمها من ايادي فيها توبة وفيها انكسار وفيها احساس فعلا ان احنا يا رب مش مستحقين ليك. من غير توبة يا اخواتي مفيش حاجة هتتقبل امام ربنا. Number 5-4. To worship in the spirit, I have to honor God and revere Him in all what I do. In the time that I give to Him, in my attitude inside the church, in everything we do, we should honor God. If we do not honor Him, what is due to the Almighty, He will never accept things from us. Don't think when you give Him the crumbs of your time, the crumbs of your heart, the crumbs of your effort, that God will be pleased with this. Rabbina, actually, He deserves ان هو از نوت جوينج تو اكسبت مور ذان تو بي ذا فيرست ان اور لايف. عشان اعبد ربنا بالروح لازم اوقر الله واقدم العباده اللي تليق بيه. يقول الشمامسه كده: ونرسل لك الى فوق التمجيد اللائق ونفوز بغفران الخطايا الكثير. خامس حاجه: How should I worship God in the spirit? I should practice with honesty. I should do the spiritual practice with honesty and waiting upon God. Sometimes we do like this. As if like some, imagine this, a doctor will prescribe to you a medicine and he says that you take this 3 times a day and you take it with this preparation for that long in order for this medicine to be effective. And then what we do, we take a pill whenever we remember, every other day or every week, and we take it how long, whatever it's pleasing to us. And then we go back and we complain that the medicine did not work. I did not benefit from the medicine. Simply because you didn't take it the right way, how can you expect yourself to benefit? This is exactly applied on worship. To worship God, you have to worship Him faithfully, honestly. When you stand in prayer, you stand in prayer. It is not praying in the car. I can pray in the car while I stood before God before I'm in prayer. When we say that I should be praying regularly, with consistency, and every day, this is every day. As specified by your spiritual guide or by Father of Confession. When we say we fasted this way, with abstinence this way, for that long, this is exactly what we should be doing. Doing whatever is pleasing to us, and then coming at the end and saying that I didn't benefit, I didn't feel it. Coming to the church, we say that in order to know what is going on, to feel it, you have to come early. You have to participate from the beginning. Coming and last 10 minutes and then come and say, I don't actually like to come to the church anymore. I don't benefit. Simply because you are not doing the worship as it is due, it should be done. عشان أعبد ربنا بالروح لازم أقدم الممارسة بأمانة. تخيل لو دكتور ادالك دواء وقال لك ده بتاخده مثلا 3 مرات في اليوم وتاخده قبل الأكل وتاخده لمدة أسبوعين والكلام زي كده. لو أنا خدت الدواء ده على مزاجي قرص زي ما يجي كده زي ما افتكر وقعدت كده شويه وبطل شويه وارجع شويه، هتستفيد منه ازاي الدواء ده؟ مش ممكن هيحصل. غلطه مين؟ غلطه الدكتور ما عرفش يوصف لك؟ ولا غلطه الدواء ما جابش نتيجه؟ ولا غلطتي انا عشان ما خدتش الدواء بالطريقه الصح؟ احنا احيانا بنعمل كده. يقول لك الصلاه مش حاسس بيها، انت بتصلي ازاي؟ الصوم مش بحبه، انت بتصوم ازاي؟ مش عارف لما باجي الكنيسه كده ما بتعزاش، بتيجي امتى؟ وبتقف تعمل ايه في الكنيسه؟ الكلام ده كله لازم نفكر فيه. نفس الوقت العباده ما بتتقسمش. ما اقدرش اجي واقف واصلي هنا في الكنيسه واطلع بره اعمل اللي انا عايزه. اتخانق مع ده ومزعل ده وسارق من ده وضارب ده وعامل كل ده وبعدين في الاخر اقول ان انا مش بتعزى بالعباده. اخر حاجه: What are the signs that I am worshiping in spirit? First of all, the secret place. My room. I have my worship in my room, not only in the church. This is very important part. Sometimes we overlook this. We assume that it's enough to come to the church and pray. No, this should be done also in my room. Secondly, in my worship, I should have my mind to be renewed. I should always be thinking, how am I to change to be in the likeness of God? I worship Him to come close to Him. and I come to close to Him by worshiping, then I have always to think that this should change my life. It is not only just the practice, I have to think about changing my life. Number four, joy. Joy is usually a sign that I'm worshiping in the spirit. I love to worship God. I love Him more. The more I come close to Him, the more I know about Him, the more I worship Him, the more I love Him. Number four, the spiritual growth and maturity. I grow from a level to a level. You do not see that change every day, but you can see it when you compare yourself today from maybe 5 years ago. If I am the same, if I'm going down, I have to think how I'm worshiping God. Number five, I should be always ready to offer a sacrifice. If I really love God from my heart, if I really worship Him in the spirit, I should be always ready to sacrifice whatever between me and God that hinder me from being in communion with Him. I should be very ready to delete it. If I cannot do this, then there is something that need to be corrected. ازاي اعبد ربنا بالروح؟ العباده في الخفاء، في الاوضه المقفوله عليا، العباده في البيت، في المكان اللي هو بيني وبين ربنا، صلواتي والايديا المرفوعه قدام ربنا ومحدش شايفني. الحاجه الثانيه، تجديد الذهن وتغيير الحياه. صلي لربنا واصوم واجي الكنيسه واقدم العباده عشان اتغير، عشان حياتي تتغير، محبتي للناس تزيد، علشان خاطر ابقى اكثر اتضاع، اقدر ان انا اخدم الكل بمحبه، اقدر اسلم على عدو واحط ايدي في ايده وابص له فعلا بمحبه، عندي استعداد اضحي حياتي علشانه كمان. الحاجه الثالثه الفرح. الانسان يبقى فرحان بربنا، لك فرحت بالقائلين لي الى بيت الرب نزل. العباده مفرحه بالنسبه لي، الوقوف قدام الله مفرح، قرايه الكتاب مفرحه، مجيء الكنيسه مفرح. رابع حاجه النمو الروحي. لما الانسان يتغير يقارن نفسه كده، انا النهارده يمكن احب ربنا اكتر من مثلا 3-4 سنين فاتوا، دي علامه كويسه ان الامور بتتغير، ان انا بعبد ربنا بالروح عشان كده بتغير وبانمو. خامس حاجه ان الانسان يبقى عنده استعداد للتضحيه وحمل الصليب برضا. طول ما نحب ربنا فعلا ونعبده بالروح، الانسان يشعر ان مفيش حاجه تخشه عن ربنا، مفيش حاجه اسمها دي ما اقدرش اعملها. زي ما احنا للواحد يجي يقول لي لابونا ايه، بص يا ابونا انا اعمل اي حاجه بس دي ما اقدرش اعملها. ما تقدرش تعملها يعني ايه؟ يعني العباده اللي بنعملها دي اكشولي بتيجي عند النقطه دي وتقف، في مشكله، في حاجه بيني وبين ربنا ما اقدرش اعملها، يبقى انا مش بعبد ربنا بالروح. لو انا بعبد ربنا بالروح مفيش حاجه هتوقفني عنه، مفيش حاجه اقدر اقول ايه، لا يا ابونا ده ما اقدرش الحكايه. زي ما احنا الواحد يقول لك اصل لو جه المسيح انا مش هغير، ما دي معناها ايه؟ معناها ان العباده اللي بتتقدم ما هياش عباده بالروح، دي عباده بالجسد بس. النهارده مثل الشجره التين قدام عينينا عشان نتامل فيه، وعشان خاطر نطلب من ربنا ان هو يغير حياتنا، نقدم له عباده بالروح، عباده مقبوله تفرح ربنا وتفرحنا احنا كمان. Today the example of the fig tree is before the eyes of all of us in order that this will motivate us to think about how we worship God in order that will lead us to change in everything we do in the way we lead our lives so we will be accepted by him. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.